The story you're about to hear is unique in the annals of American crime. Not since the day that Al Capone ran Chicago has one syndicate kingpin so dominated a city. The city was Washington, and the man was Richard Milhouse Nixon, better known to his underworld compatriots as 5 o'clock shadow. Our story begins on June 17, 1972. A band of skilled political saboteurs, the feared Plumber Squad, attempted a daring break-in of Democratic campaign headquarters at the Watergate Hotel. 7 men were arrested by Washington police, and 1 escaped.
All of that, lock the door.
The election safely won. It looked like the lid would stay on the Watergate paper. But then members of the Nixon mob threatened to blow the whistle to a Washington grand jury. Nixon needed help. On a dreary Tuesday morning, the presidential limousine arrived at a fortress-like family compound on Long Island, where a secret meeting took place.
The scum of the district daughter would be suffering this very day.
You don't understand, Godfrey. The daughter is mine. I'm the one who's suffering.
Why must you come on the day of my daughter's wedding?
It's very important, my fellow Italian-American. But first, let me congratulate you on your lovely daughter's wedding. Let me just say, mazel tov.
Oh, how nice. A blend. Luca, serve Mr. Nixon some wine.
Yes, Godfather.
Luca, how many times have I told you? It's not the way to spoken wine. The man is an animal. Now tell me, why didn't you want to be my friend before? Why didn't you ever invite me to your house for a cup of coffee?
I was just saying to Pat the other day, I don't need to see enough of the Corleones anymore.
My friend, the stool pigeon in your organization must be silenced. If you leave things to me and my friends, then John Dean III will very quickly become John Dean the last. And why do you come to see me, and what service can I do for you?
I have to get out of the Watergate mess. So quickly.
Do you want justice?
Not necessarily.